When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
It's busting time and it makes me feel good.
Does it? Does it make you feel good?
Is that the saying? Is that what they say? Is
Paul Rudd does say it at one point.
Well, it's the song, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know it's the song.
Busting makes me feel good.
I'm just going like, I'm talking about the unsuccessful joke in the movie that we're talking about.
I would say that's one of the more successful jokes in the movie that we're talking about. So let's tie it in.
I would say you're probably right. But yeah, anyway.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Unequal Sequel Extra, the weekly podcast where we review and talk about sequels. We are now deep into sequel season. In the next few weeks, we have three lined up for you. We're all giving them a bit of time so we can talk spoilers.
Yes.
And, you know, go into depth for plot points that we liked or did not like. So this is your opportunity to stop listening. If you have not seen, I hate calling it this, Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire.
Yeah,
I mean, don't stop listening if you haven't seen it.
You know, there'll be spoilers, but to be fair, it won't matter.
I was thinking about this last night. I was like, you can't really spoil this film. There's nothing. There's no like surprises that come out. And like you've seen the posters. Everyone in the posters are all in the film. And yeah, that's a lot of people.
If you've seen any Ghostbuster movie, there's no spoilers in this.
I mean, there's an Ecto-1.
You could, what? I missed that. What'd you say?
There's an Ecto. Oh no, there's an Ecto 2.
There's an Ecto. There is. Yeah, there's an Ecto 2.
I've spoiled
from
that
like
now.
The real Ghostbusters.
Anyway. Oh, is that what that's from?
Yeah, it's from the cartoon.
Oh, that's a nice nod then. Anyway, so we're doing Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire. It's been out for a couple of weeks. This was my most anticipated sequel of the year.
Yeah,
I had high hopes. Rich put it up there, and I think maybe his top three.
Yeah,
we're both huge Ghostbuster fans. We love 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. We're big fans of that sequel as well.
Yeah,
you naysayers. And if you go back and listen to our last review with Sean Walsh on Ghostbusters Afterlife, we gave that each 6 out of 7 stars.
Sean was going to join us, but you know he's a really busy man these days. Turns out, you know, he's quite famous and got lots of stuff to do.
He also, I don't want to give it away for everyone, couldn't bring himself to talk about this massive disappointment he's so.
I think you're just giving it away for everyone.
Well, we might feel differently.
Yeah, we might.
Let's get you to do the synopsis and then we'll talk about this huge film. Now, come on, put some pep into it. We're excited. Yes.
Yay. We're excited. It's been so long since I've watched this movie that I've sort of forgotten what happens a little bit. But essentially, it kind of follows on not too long after the first movie. The family have all moved to New York. We saw that happening at the end of the last movie of Ecto-1 driving into New York. And Winston has bought the firehouse and they're set up there as a ghostbusting team. And they're out ghostbusting in New York. Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon and Finn Wolfhard and what's her name? I can't remember. McKenna Grace.
Yeah.
They're all out ghostbusting together. And there's, to be honest, kicks off with a really nice scene where Phoebe is hanging out of Ecto-1 and zapping ghosts and they're going through New York. And at that point, I'm like, this is fun. I'm going to enjoy this.
This is good. Good start, guys.
Yeah. And then essentially weird things start happening. There's a problem with the containment system, just like there is in the second one, first one.
First one.
There's always a problem with the containment system. And someone brings an ancient artifact God, I'm really running out of steam on this one. Someone brings an ancient artifact to Ray's shop, which sends the PK meat, meat there. The fucking hell, man.
You're doing
I'm
really
losing
well.
My brain. Anyway, sends the ghost-busting equipment off the charts, and it's got something nasty trapped inside it. Turns out, I can't, like... There's a whole thing that happens. There's some ghosts. They have to bust it. I was expecting a whole Ice Age thing, but it doesn't really happen. And yeah, it's fine. Ghostbusters. Rah.
Oh, God. I was like, let's see how long he can keep positive for.
Oh, fuck it, man. I can't do it.
It's been like 2 minutes.
It's such a mess. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
It's such a mess that I can't even do the synopsis properly.
I think we've been putting off recording this podcast, this episode, for so long.
Yeah.
It's because we just didn't want to talk about it because I don't think, I mean, little bit of disbelief. Now, before we really get into it, I want to say I didn't hate this movie. You know, I did find some joy in some moments.
The main thing is I just found it really disappointing. I just came out of it really disappointed and flat. And about 40 minutes, half a bit or ish in, I was like, oh no, this isn't going to be good. This
was
is
there
like,
a panic?
Yeah. I sort of sat there in the cinema going, oh crap. I'm very aware that it's been going 40 minutes and I'm bored already.
It's like, a weird sequel because you can literally put your finger on pieces that are wrong. Like,
yeah.
Why are they here?
Yeah.
Frankly, where's the ghostbusting?
Yes, also true.
Would be my biggest complaint maybe of this whole film. Three is just the use of certain, well, I suppose that goes back to the first characters. Again, why are they here? And that is talking about the original Ghostbusters as well. And the biggest one, the plot, I would say.
And this is the thing I've got a real problem with trying to describe, is the plot's ridiculous.
I don't think it's that ridiculous. I think it's just boring.
Sorry, yeah. By ridiculous, I don't mean ridiculous like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous that someone thought this was a plot.
Yeah. There's a point in this film when Paul Rudd says, like, there's an army of ghosts coming towards us or something.
There wasn't.
There's one ghost with big horns coming. And again, it's very a contained ending, it feels like the end of the first film, the second film, they're kind of big set pieces, you know. You got the thing on the top of the building with Goza, and then the second one you got the walking,
you know,
talking.
I can't even remember the ending.
They get it, gets into the firehouse, and then they beat it,
right? Gotcha. With the drone, with a trap and a drone, right?
The drone's involved, yes. Yeah. And all the Ghostbusters are there, old and new.
And yeah, and Phoebe does something to her proton pack that makes
and
it
the ghost
special.
Girl does something as well. And
yeah, and it's...
And Camille...
Camille Nanjiani.
Thank you. He does something with fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he can make...
The fire controller.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah.
Dude.
Okay. So, there are good bits. There are some good bits. What I would say are my problems with this movie are there are far too many people in it.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised.
There are so... The cast is so massive that half of them are absolutely wasted. More than half. Most of them are wasted. They're just pointless having them even in there. I would
say... Do you
want
to name some names?
Oh, all the old Ghostbusters, essentially, don't need to be in it. Especially Bill Murray. Why is he even there?
Bill Murray turns up, like, he walks in, he's like, yes, I know, I'm Bill Murray, and I'm here to do you a favour.
Yeah, and I'm out of here in 2.5 minutes.
They had him for a day or two.
Pointless. Absolutely pointless. Finn Wolfhard, barely even in it. Like, what is he there for? You've got Celeste O'Connor as Lucky and Logan
She's
Kim
pointless.
As podcast.
When they turned
back
up, I was like,
what?
What are they doing in this film?
Like, Patton Oswalt pops up for a minute. James Acaster is my most annoying thing because he's so funny. He's such a funny man and he does nothing funny. Nothing. He's just there for exposition. He just explains how stuff works. Mm. And that's it. That's all he does. It's pointless. Like, right. Janine's back. Annie Potts as Janine is back for a minute or two. She gets put on a Ghostbuster suit, but again, does nothing. You know, it's so annoying. Like, Camille Nanjiani is in there and has something to do, but it doesn't explain him enough.
He's the laughs. He gets the laughs.
He doesn't get laughs because nothing in this is funny. God. It's not funny. Like, that's my next problem with it, is it ain't funny. Like,
it's not scary.
Well, I would say...
Okay, here we go.
I would say, positive. Actually, a positive is, I think the baddie is scary.
For what you see of it.
I mean, again, not enough of it, but I would say it's a scary bad guy. And if I was a kid watching this movie, I would be scared of that bad guy.
Okay, this is good.
There are some positives, okay? So I would say that McKenna Grace's performance as Phoebe is good.
She's great.
Oh, the other one who's wasted is Carrie Coon. She's barely in it either. Like, that's annoying. Paul Rudd says a few quippy lines.
Again,
but
funny.
Is ultimately pointless and isn't funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so stuffed. But I would say the relationship between Phoebe and Melody, who is the ghost, should have been the central theme of this movie.
I can argue this. I've got another theory. Okay. Keep going.
For me, that's what the movie should have been about. It should have been about Phoebe going, oh, actually, maybe not all ghosts are bad. Maybe some ghosts are good. And there's a ghost I actually like. You know, maybe we're indiscriminately busting ghosts without trying to understand them. Maybe we should try and understand and see what's happening. Because maybe there are good ghosts out there.
You would know, because there are good ghosts out there from the first Afterlife, though, because Egon's a good ghost from the first film.
Well, I know, but like...
But I get where you're going,
Saying it would have been something different and more interesting than the absolute fucking mess we've had to do.
There would have been a bit of depth there, yeah. There is a point, or it's my bit, my working of a film is there is a bit where Phoebe's character is too young to be a Ghostbuster and everyone's writing off Ray to be too old as a Ghostbuster. Mm. And I would like to have seen them.
Yeah, true.
That should have been the core of the film. Like proving, like,
good. Yeah,
if you're old enough, you can still do it, young enough, whatever.
Yeah,
and they
could,
going off on their little adventure on Ecto 2. When they go, both got the bike, I was like, oh, brilliant. And then podcast is there. And you're like, oh.
Why?
Why are you here? And then you cut away to like Bill Murray doing his test from the first film for some random reason. Dropped in for that.
Because that was all a scam in the first one. So why is he doing it in this one? Like, it's real. I don't know. But what I will say is, I think a slightly nice bit is... So Walter Peck is back for some reason. I don't really know.
Most of the film is that
for some reason fan he's back.
Service.
And he's now the mayor. He wasn't the mayor before, but he's now the mayor. But what is quite nice is that he's still written the same way as in the first movie, and he's still right.
It is dangerous.
So, exactly. So 15-year-old kids shouldn't be out busting ghosts. That's true. They shouldn't. Like, you know, like it's just like the first one where everything he says is right in a sane world.
Maybe we shouldn't contain the ghost in this little section and have no backup.
By like some dudes in jumpsuits. Like, you know,
with like nuclear reactors on their backs or wherever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Nuclear accelerators just carrying around New York unlicensed.
But he is a dick. So.
But he is a dick. Like, and there is a joke about him being dickless, you know, like the Bill Murray joke in the first one. But the problem is, it's so fucking lame. It's like they may as well have held up a banner going, call back. Hey, everyone, this is a callback to the first movie. Have you seen the first movie when Ghostbusters was actually good?
Well, there's a lot of that because you got Slimers back as well in the loft.
Utterly pointless.
And they've also made the music canon, you know, the classic Ghostbusters song, I'm afraid. Parker Jr., canon, as in they showed loads of adverts and how big the Ghostbusters were.
And Paul Rudd quotes it at Carrie Coon at one point. Unsuccessfully.
I mean, that's not a bad storyline of him trying to work out his place in the family.
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Between friend
but
and
again,
stepdad.
It's just lost in the mess, isn't it?
Like, well, like you said, Finn Wolfhard, which is still the best name in Hollywood, I think, is underused in this film. They've given more time to podcasts.
He gets slimed.
And Lucky, which I can't get why she's in this film at all. She's there for an internship, right? And podcast has lied to his parents to work at Ray's store or something. And he's sleeping in the basement of his shop.
God knows, man.
It's
so shoehorned together, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's just a mess. It's just, they're trying to do so much that it would have been such a better film if they'd cut 2/3 of it, right, and just concentrated on one or two storylines rather than nine.
Or even if they changed the storyline. Do you think our expectations would go too high going in?
Yeah, like, probably.
I think we were too excited, so...
Yeah. That's why it's disappointing, I think. Because I think actually, objectively watching it, it's probably a 2 out of 5. It's not the worst movie I've seen all year.
I think, you know, rewatches, it's going to settle a bit more. I'm just going to enjoy it a bit more.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yes.
But I'm just so disappointed that I'm just angry about it.
I think because it has so much potential. Like when the end of Afterlife, when you see Ecto-1 driving across the bridge into New York with the music playing,
gave me
goosebumps.
We don't need Bill Murray back. He doesn't want to be there. We don't need him. We didn't need James Acaster. I'm sorry. He's great and I love him and I wish he'd come on this podcast, but he didn't need to be there. We don't need Lucky in podcast. We don't need Patton Oswalt popping up. You know, we don't need half this stuff. We don't need Walter Peck. Like, no. You know, we don't need any of that. Fine, have Winston pop up because he owns the thing.
Well, he's a billionaire now, isn't he?
Exactly. Fine, have Ray in it because, you know, it could be that story, like you say, about Phoebe and Ray coming together. It could even be a story about, you know, if you're going to have Winston's, like, extra ghost lab, make it about that, you know? Like,
yeah.
That should be... Why has he got a secret ghost lab? That should be the Ghostbusters. Like,
It should have just been like the ghost, that family setting up shop, being the Ghostbusters, maybe.
Absolutely. Like, they kick off and they're already the Ghostbusters established in New York.
Yes.
Fine, okay, we've skipped forward some time. But, I don't know, it's just all so choppy. Nothing gets explained. Like,
I think if it didn't have the Phoebe storyline and her relationship with Ghost Girl...
Melody, thank you.
I think this film would have been in deep trouble. I think kept it together and Phoebe trying to find her place, not just in the family, but in a new city and with friends and whatever. Because she's so much smarter than everyone else.
Man. Like,
yeah.
Being a 15-year-old kid, you're not a kid, you're not an adult, you're kind of stuck in that place and you're starting to like have relationships and things and... You know, it's a tough time of life and they could have just concentrated on that a bit more and it would have been better.
Yeah. Can we all agree that Frozen Empire is a rubbish name? It sounds like
an
ice cream from Dairy
Queen.
Well,
I mean, it sounds like an ice cream from Dairy Queen, true. But also, there's no fucking frozen bits, is there? You look at the poster and you think like the whole of New York's going to be frozen. It's not. It's not at all. There's no army of ghosts. There's no Frozen Empire. Not even the Empire State Building. Like,
they missed a trick there, yes.
A frozen Empire State Building. For fuck's sake. It's in the... You've set yourself up for it and you've not even bothered. What the hell? Like, come on.
What about the lions coming alive? Was that good or bad?
It was okay.
Did you enjoy those... They introduced you some like semi-different ghosts in containment?
Yeah, I kind of, that's sort of what I was hoping to get a bit more of.
I wanted more ghosts.
Yeah, more ghosts. Yeah,
more
please.
Busting. Yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't have to go back to the library and see the ghost that gave him a blowy again, surely. Like, did we have to do that?
Again, a callback and you're like, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like,
they relied heavily on the past stuff.
Yeah,
I think.
Too much.
So this is the first Ghostbuster film. Okay, it's not the first Ghostbuster film, not to be directed by Reitman, because obviously 2016's Paul Feig. But it was written by Jason Reitman.
It was
Did
written,
you feel
yeah.
Just that didn't work? Like he didn't have? Did it feel like a Ghostbusters film to you? Is it walking, talking Ghostbusters film?
No, it didn't feel like a Ghostbusters film to me at all. Got to be honest. I mean, it's, what's his name, isn't it? Gil Keenan, who did write Afterlife with Jason Reitman. But this time they swapped around. So they're both, Jason Reitman and Gil Keenan wrote this one, but then Gil Keenan directed it rather than Jason Reitman directed it. And he's done more like horror stuff, right? And did you like the Scream? No, he didn't do Scream, did he? I thought he did the TV show. I might have made that up.
He might have done the TV show. He
did the crappy Poltergeist remake, didn't he?
Oh, that is rubbish. A Monster House, that animated film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
City of Ember.
I don't know that
which
one.
Which has Bill Murray in it, I believe. Poltergeist remake and A Boy Called Christmas.
I like that.
You're like, I enjoyed that one.
I did enjoy that one. But yeah, it felt very different to this. Anyway, I mean, I think this was shambolic. It was appallingly directed, I would say.
Oof.
It just doesn't, none of it sticks together. It's a jumbled mess of nonsense.
They feel like we want to please the Ghostbusters fans. And then I'm not quite sure how they went wrong with that. I mean, look, there's lots of callbacks, but
how they went wrong with it is they didn't.
There's no growth in it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no understanding about what fans actually want. They were like, oh, you know what fans want? All the callbacks with nothing else. It's like, oh, what if we took 7 like fan made like videos off of YouTube and smushed them together into a movie? That's what it felt like. Genuinely what it felt like.
So when you came out, because we both saw it the first day, didn't we? We saw it on the Friday, the 22nd. Yeah. And initially when I came out, I felt more positive than I do now. It's only now since I've had a couple of weeks.
Were
you instantly...
Halfway through, I was like, fuck, this is bad. Genuinely halfway through, I was getting annoyed with it. I was checking my watch. And it's not even that long. It's under 2 hours. But I was just keen to get out of there. And I honestly just was really, really disappointed with it.
I was disappointed. And I definitely didn't like it as much as Afterlife, which I still love. I think they got a great balance
of Afterlife,
the old and the new.
Afterlife is quite cheesy.
Yes.
But you forgive it the cheesiness because it's got a decent story that pulls the stuff together and
the
good
whole
characters
going through this town,
and it kind
brilliant.
Of all fits. And so it earns its right to have those cheesy moments. This doesn't earn its right to do anything. This is cheesy without anything else. You know, it's just so disappointing.
I came out of it, I was like, I think I had a good time. And I was trying to convince myself for a while. I was like, no, you enjoyed that tape. That was
I was
good.
Really worried because when we sort of, I think we messaged a little bit beforehand and you were like, it's all right. It's okay. And I was like, it's it.
Well, I know I have my problems
Maybe
with
it's
it.
Just
and that's
me.
The storyline and definitely the characters. I can't get over why all those people are in it. And we spoke to, I won't say who it is, but we've got an interview episode coming up and they were at the press screening in London of this. And apparently when Bill Murray first appeared, there was a cheer.
Mm.
And I don't get that. I mean, I was delighted it was there, but I was also at the same time going, where is Bill Murray? I thought he was going to be in this film a bit more than the last one. I've seen Winston. I've seen Ray. Honestly, Dan Aykroyd's having the best time in this film. He looks delighted every time he says something.
Acting is terrible, isn't it?
Shut up.
His performance is rubbish. Come on.
Shut up. He's having a great time.
At one point,
he's
I thought he was
going to
start talking
movie.
About his Crystal Skull vodka.
there is. Yeah. But that, I would say, I wouldn't cheered when Bill Murray. I looked at the watch when Bill Murray came on and I thought, oh, wow, nearly at the end game now. I would like to have seen him a bit earlier. Not in a suit, again, but not doing the test thing. Just Bill Murray dropping in.
Just didn't want him at all, to be honest.
There's a bit later in the film when he literally pops his head round the corner. And he's like, hey, Bill Murray's here.
Yeah.
It's all okay.
It's all okay. I was like, go away, old man. We don't need you.
Oh, God.
We've been to those multimedia screenings before and it's easy to get caught up in the kind of excitement of it, I think.
They give you alcohol, guys.
Yeah, yeah. We enjoyed Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, and that's not a good movie. You know, that's, you know, come on. I also think that, so I think it's easy to get caught up in that stuff, but I can't imagine cheering when Bill Murray came on. I was eye rolling, I think, when Bill Murray came on.
I cheered every time Ecto One. I love that car, and it looks great.
Ecto One's great, kicks. But also, you know, it's a really old car. They shouldn't be driving around.
There's some jokes about that.
Well, yeah, but you know, driving that around New York these days, that's dangerous, surely. But anyway, I don't know. Everything about it just kind of annoyed about it. Not everything. No, that's.
How are the visual effects for you? Okay, because I remember watching that first trailer and thinking, "Oh, the ice doesn't look brilliant."
I can't remember about it. I can't. Yeah, it doesn't stick out, so I don't think it was too bad. Like I say, I actually really enjoyed the couple of scenes of the baddie. I found the baddie trapped in the orb really menacing. And sort of that the idea that's going to come out, and the bit where it kind of puts its horns on, that's really good. I really liked that, and I thought, oh, this could be a really big bad guy. Oh no, they've beaten it. Like,
I would want the Ghostbusters to go to the bad guy. That's the kind of Ghostbusters fan I am. It seems.
Yeah.
This one, the ghost came to the Ghostbusters, and literally, it's in the entrance of the firehouse. It felt, if anything, it felt a little bit lazy by that point. Mm.
Yeah, it just you're didn't right. Feel yeah,
grand and big enough. I'm like, you said, you've got this cool looking ghost with this cool backstory.
Could we not have had the Empire State Building, please? Like, you've called it Frozen Empire. Why was the ghost not on the top of the Empire State Building again? Frozen Empire, fuck's sake.
It writes itself, guys.
It just annoys the hell out of me. They've set it all up and then gone, oh, no, we're not doing it.
Right. Talking about setting up future. Would you want more? Where would you want it to go? Do you want to go more corporate, like...
I don't want more,
franchise,
no.
As
I'm
in...
I'm done now. You, I just...
We've talked to other people about... Had ideas about seeing different franchises around America or in other countries.
I don't
get away from these characters. What do you want?
No.
Definitely. I think it's now time, I'm going to say it, to leave the original Ghostbusters.
Yes. 100%. Leave the original Ghostbusters. They're done. We don't need... We definitely don't need Bill Murray anymore.
Maybe please Winston, because he's got the money and he can...
Yeah, and...
Splash it at cash.
I love Dan Aykroyd. I really do. But we don't really need him. Like, if we don't need him.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I do want another one.
What about with the family, the new family, the new Spenglers?
I don't know.
Finn taking up?
Maybe, but maybe. It's a big maybe. I'm certainly not going to be excited about it.
This is such a different from our last review of Afterlife. Because we came out of that and we're like, oh, I can't wait to see what the future is. This, what happens to the family characters. I think we're like, we'll leave the other ones where they are. But wow. And now we've got to this point, the next one, like... Carrie Coon is such a good actress.
I know, and she's just not in it. Like, that was sort of my complaint about the first one, is she wasn't in it enough.
Yes,
and then she's in this one even less. Like, it's all
frustrating.
They could
have done some really good mother daughter stuff.
Could have been a brilliant mother daughter story. It really could have been. That's so disappointing.
There's also James Acaster. We haven't really touched spoilers because, like we said at the beginning of this...
Well, because he's just a nothing character, isn't he?
We thought he was about to shoot a proton pack at one point and they take that away from him, which is a little bit sad. It's just...
It's such a shame. It really is.
Because Ghostbusters is such a good brand and idea. I think I'd like to now... Let's look beyond. Mm. Let's see what it's like in Australia. Because there should be so many ghosts, and the fact there's not that many ghosts in this film. As in, do you want to try and count? There's a big bad guy, the Slimer, there's the dragon ghost, and then there's the three locked up that don't do anything. Or maybe the one does, the thing that can control objects.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl ghost.
Yeah.
That's all the ghosts.
There's a few... Well, there's Back in the Library ghost as well, wasn't there?
Oh, let's not add that. But they only had the big dragon ghost.
There's Slimer's the same. Like,
yeah, you're right. But at least he tries to trap that one at some point, surely. So really, they only hunt one ghost and the bad guy. Is that what you're saying?
There's the ghost at the start. Like the
that's the dragon ghost.
Yeah, true, yeah.
So that's two.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's frankly not good enough in my eyes. Do you want to know quickly the Rotten Tomatoes score?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, actually.
Do you want me to remind you what Afterlife was quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where it settled, landed.
Okay.
Afterlife, critics was 64 and an audience was 94% in the end.
Yeah, I think critics, it was quite polarizing because some people really hated the cheese, didn't they? And some people
I think
like...
this is kind of similar. What I before I saw it, I did read and see a few things.
I didn't. I've still not read anything about it.
Oh man, that's how angry he is and disappointed.
No, it's because we haven't talked about it yet, and I try not to. I try to avoid everything before we've talked about it. So
everything.
So I've got no idea how anyone else feels about this apart from Sean Walsh. I guess I can't see critics loving it. I would probably put it lower than Afterlife at about a 51%, maybe.
44%.
Yeah, it deserves that. I was being generous. Yeah, 44 is about right, I think. Like, I wouldn't give it 3 stars, 3 out of 5.
No.
No.
This is what Mark Kermode said about it, okay?
Okay.
It's like the script writers just devoured some plates of Ghostbusters stuff and went, barf. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right. It's like I said, it's like they've taken 7 fan-made movies off of YouTube and splurged them together into one thing. Like, yeah. That's what it feels like. Yeah, I totally agree with him.
Audience score.
See, it's really put me off thinking about people cheering at it. 60%.
84%.
Fuck off! It's not good. 84%!
What was that? What was the? Christ. What was your crowd like when you watched it? How busy was it? I had quite busy.
Yeah, it was reasonably busy. Yeah.
Was there laughs? Was there a gasp?
No.
Was it just flat?
Flat. Yeah.
I had people dressed up in Ghostbusters.
Did you? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
In Aylesbury.
Wow. Okay. I watched it a bit earlier than you, and in Milton Keynes, so it was a bit earlier in the day, so it probably wasn't as busy as yours. But yeah, flat. That probably sums it up quite nicely.
Yeah, fella. It's also 1 hour 55.
Mm.
It kind of feels it. Do you not think?
Yeah, I felt it. I mean, yeah, like I say, I was checking my watch at like 40 minutes in. Like, feels long.
it's just, please, if you're going to make a Ghostbusters.
Do you know
movie,
what?
Give me some Ghostbusting.
Here's this is the ultimate kind of sum up for me. I noticed how nice the wall covering was in the cinema.
Oh, my God. Is it nice, is it?
I was like, oh, because I was sat right at the end of a row. I was like, oh, this is quite a nice fabric on this.
That is not good, Rich.
It's not good, is it? It's really not good.
It's not good at all. Shall we do the question? Unequal sequel.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the money, because that will determine whether we're getting a 3 or not, what the money looks like.
If I can tell you that Godzilla and Kong have already beaten it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Depends how much Godzilla times Kong cost, I suppose, doesn't it? But so of our two Empire movies, Godzilla Kong times Kong is...
What a time.
...doing better.
As of April the 2nd, 2024, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire has grossed worldwide of $112 million.
From what budget?
God, you're asking all the good, brilliant questions today. A budget apparently of estimated on IMDb, it says $100 million.
No, we didn't get another one. No way. No chance. $100 million budget, that would have to make $200 million by now. We didn't get another one. That's a loss. Take marketing into account, which has been massive.
It's going to be massive.
Absolutely massive on this movie. Like, that's a huge loss. They're taking a hit on that.
It's weird that the people aren't going to see a Ghostbusters movie. And I would imagine this would have been a movie that it doesn't matter what the critics say. it's you should go and see it because
it clearly doesn't, because it's got 84% audience rating.
I suppose so, but why is no one why 112 million worldwide? Is there not a fan base for Ghostbusters?
There is. Yeah, I would say there would be, but like, I just...
Is that a certain age? Is that our age? What about the younger people?
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's not attracting the youngsters. But then, you know, you'd have thought maybe it's bad timing. Could have put it on during Easter holidays, potentially. And people would have
Just wanted to get ahead a little bit of that. But
it's a 12A, so you're not going to take kids to it to watch it. You know, like... Like, I wouldn't take George to watch it.
No. Mate, this is not as scary as Jurassic Park. I keep going back to Jurassic Park.
No, true, but we watched Jurassic Park at home. Like, I wouldn't take him to the cinema to watch this.
Oh, that's true.
I'd watch it at home where he could turn it off if he was getting scared. Yeah, we're not getting another one.
The Beekeeper is making more money than Ghostbusters Frozen Empire at the moment. So
wasn't that a digital release? It
got a cinema release as well. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. If a shitty Jason Statham movie is making more than this, like, God, yeah, we're definitely not getting another one. Like,
in February 2024, Gil Keenan revealed that ideas for multiple future films in Ghostbusters franchise were discussed.
Yeah, that don't mean anything though, does it? Mate, I've discussed making a Ghostbusters movie. It ain't going to happen.
we can make one. If people are Ghostbusters, give us permission. And we'll make one about the local Ghostbusters running late in Buzzard. I'm sure there's some ghosts around here. Four idiots trying to get up the Ghostbusters late in Buzzard franchise up and running. And there we go. We'll do it. We'll do it for 20 million.
You know, I'm down for that.
Yeah, 20 million. They give us 20 million. We'll write, direct, and star.
Yeah. And if we call it Frozen Empire, we'll have the balls to actually have a fucking Frozen Empire State Building in it.
Like, yeah, well, I don't know what we'd call it in Leighton Buzzard. Something like... Something Buzzard.
Yeah, like, we'd have to call it Ghostbusters.
There we go.
I've already got a better pun. There'd be bee ghosts in it. And we'd do a crossover with a beekeeper.
This is getting worse. Out of seven, an unequal sequel. I think I know the answer to the second one.
Unequal sequel, yes. It's definitely unequal. Yes. It's far inferior to Afterlife. Out of seven, 2.5, probably.
I think you're right, and it pains me so much.
Yeah, I know.
To do that. I might go 3, but that's...
That's still not bad. Like, I would say 4.5 is a positive review in our system.
Oh, so. Man. I think I enjoyed it more than you.
Yeah, I think so. By the sounds of it, you did, yeah.
I did. I'm not content would not be the word I used. And I think it is fine. But frankly, for a Ghostbusters movie, fine is not what I wanted. Fine is not what I want for my sequel of the year.
I would put it behind Ghostbusters 2016.
Wow.
That's how I feel about it. I'd rather watch Ghostbusters 2016 again, which I actually think is an okay movie if you don't call it Ghostbusters.
I'm just going to text Sean quickly.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Am I going to be in trouble with Sean?
No, I'm just going to say, was Frozen Empire worse than 2016 Ghostbusters?
I think it is.
He might be at a gig, so he might not.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That is a big statement, and I don't know if I can back you up on that one. Ghostbusters 2016 is such a thing of itself now. It's self-contained.
I actually have a bit of fun watching it. You know, I think there's fun in it. I like Kate McKinnon.
Christina, yeah, you know, she's a star in that film. She's a star in any film.
Yeah.
I think she's... I don't know why... She's not the biggest star on the planet sometimes, Kate McKinnon. Melissa McCarthy. Oh, God. The problem is the bad guy in that film.
Oh, yeah. It's not scary. The problem with that film is it isn't at all scary.
But at least they do some ghostbusting.
Well, yeah. Exactly. They barely do any fucking ghostbusting in this one. And this is a bit scarier, granted, but it ain't funny. Like, 2016 is funny-ish.
Yeah, I'm going to say I may be on level playing field as 2016. It's definitely not as good as Ghostbusters 1 or 2.
No.
Not even close.
Not a chance. And it's not as good as Afterlife.
No. This one did not make me cry in any places, Rich.
I think it made me cry with disappointment.
Oh.
When I was leaving. It didn't really.
There's a bit I thought was going to get me when Phoebe was going into the machine to make herself a ghost or whatever she was doing.
Yeah, but that all felt a bit contrived as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I wonder if this is going to be used as a plot point. Oh, look at that.
Melody, she's the actress from Sex Education, right?
Is she?
Or she's one of them?
I don't think so.
Okay. I have no idea.
She's not anyone I recognise. No, she's not in Sex Education. She's in Doctor Sleep. That's the only film I've heard of that she's in. Only thing that I've heard of that she's in. Oh, Gossip Girl she's in. I've heard of that, but I don't know what's in what it is.
You're right. I have no idea who this girl is.
No. No, I've got no idea either. But, yeah, there we go. So, no. She's not in Sex Education.
Okay, so you're a 2.5. I'm going to say a 3.5 because that's my point. Star that I think I liked it more than
3.5 is like bang in the middle, isn't it? That's like 2.5 out of 5.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was, if I really enjoyed it, I would have gone and seen it again. I didn't go and see it again.
No.
It's definitely an unequal sequel because it's not as good as Afterlife. So
yeah,
that's not good.
That is true.
So I don't think this is a recommendation from me and you.
No, it's not. No, it definitely isn't. But if you do want a recommendation from me, I suggest you go back and listen to the review episode of Afterlife we did with Sean Walsh. And when you do that, I suggest you then go back and listen to our second ever episode where we had Sean on the podcast telling us his best, worst and dream sequels. And while you're there, you may as well listen to all the other episodes too. Go back, give them a try. Hit the auto download button, hit the subscribe button. We'll drop into your pod player choice every single week. We've got loads of sequels this month that we're going to talk about. So there's loads of sequel goodness for you. We've got season 6 on its way. We've decided it's coming in May. It's coming in May. We've had some really disappointing news about a guest today and it's annoying, but season 6 is coming in May. So you've heard it here first.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, hit that auto download button, hit the subscribe button, drop in your popular choice every single week. If you really love us, if you want to hear some more from us, get onto anotherslice.com/unequalsequel and we'll try and get to talk to Sean about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire at some point and we'll put it up on Another Slice, what we can talk about. Maybe we can all go slightly insane and maybe I'll watch it again and decide that I'm wrong, but I doubt it. So yeah, get on anotherslice.com. It's a subscription service, $2.99 a month, and you can get loads of extra stuff from us. We talk about Prince of Persia recently. We've got other bits on there that we can talk about too. We've got doing the Three Colors trilogy, which is a really interesting French trilogy that we're talking about, French/Polish trilogy. It's really interesting. Spoiler. Yeah. Well, it's not really a spoiler. This Polish director.
Good point.
And I'm not sure we can spoil movies from 1995. But hey, who knows?
People still moan.
I'm sure they will. If you want to have a moan about us doing spoilers, or if you want to tell us we're completely wrong about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, by all means, we're open to it. This is a safe space, man. We get all opinions are welcome. Get on the social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Threads. We're on all those places. We're at Unequal Sequel. Or just search Unequal Sequel. You'll find us. We're at all the things. We're even on TikTok and YouTube and all the other places now. So, yeah, get on there. Let us know what you think of this movie. And we'll read out your comments at the end of month roundup. If you don't use social media, then all you've got to do is send us an email. We're unequalsequel@hotmail.com. Get in touch. Let us know what you thought.
Great job, man.
I mean, I'm done. I'm so disappointed in this movie. It's just killed me.
Yeah. this is our question now. We do when we ask, which our sneaky question is, what's the most disappointing sequel?
Yeah, I mean, it's not very sneaky if anyone's listened to the podcast, though.
But this is going to be our example now. Mm. And yeah, at the end of the year, when we do our big yearly roundup, I think this will appear in a conversation about disappointing sequels. Because it was meant to be my best one ever. Not ever, but best one of the year. What am I going to have now as my best sequel ever this year? Godzilla vs. Kong It could be at this point.
It's going to be Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, isn't it?
Oh, God, I hope so. I can't wait. So it is... I've got nothing else to say. Thanks for listening. So it's a bye-bye-bye from... Bye-bye-bye. It's a bye from me. Bye-bye. A bye from him.
Bye!
See you on the next one. Sequel to this one. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Dave?
Yeah?
Who are we going to call?
Not the fucking Ghostbusters. No. They barely work.
Oh, no.